The United States has the largest population of immigrants in the world. Many immigrants come to Washington every year. We interviewed a student from El Salvador who goes to Hamilton Middle School. He commented on the climate specifically, but immigrants have to deal with many more differences than just weather. They have to go through becoming a citizen, learning English if they don't already know some, how people will treat them when they get here, missing their family, and trying to adjust to all the different things we do in Washington. One of the reasons people immigrate to the United States and Washington is because of the comparisons in living conditions and income rates. In comparing the U.S. to El Salvador, the United States' gross domestic product, or GDP, per capita is over $30,000, or 10 times more than El Salvador's. Many immigrants are looking for a different life and a better income to support their families. From 1979 to 1992, a disastrous civil war plagued El Salvador. 75,000 people were killed, and over 1 million were displaced or forced to flee. During this time, many families immigrated to the United States to get away from civil war and death. Most of the immigrants have no idea what to expect when they arrive in the United States. Families that bring children have to find homes, jobs, and schools quickly. Some of the kids are afraid of how the other kids will treat them at their new schools. Kevin, the 12-year-old who immigrated here from El Salvador in 2001, told us about how he felt. What do you think was the hardest thing to get used to when you moved?
How they're gonna treat us?
The greater percentage of the El Salvadorian immigrants do not speak any English. So finding language classes is also on the list of top priorities. With 80% literacy rate in El Salvador, some immigrants have an even harder time learning because reading translations isn't an option. The children have to be enrolled in school bilingual courses, and many children find it hard to make friends because they lack communication skills. Some children choose to get involved in school to make friends. Kevin, from El Salvador, decided to join the school soccer team. However, making new friends wasn't the only difference. Kevin was most aware of differences between Washington and El Salvador's weather. El Salvador has a hot, tropical climate with an average year-round temperature of 80 degrees Fahrenheit and only two seasons, wet and dry. Washington's average temperature is closer to 60 degrees Fahrenheit and has four more distinct seasons, fall, winter, spring, and summer. Some of the immigrants find it hard to get used to the drastic drop in temperature, and many get sick.
It's kind of hot over there, and sometimes when you come here, you get sick because too much cold.
Not only do they have to deal with the changing weather, they also have to deal with the change in living situations and being away from family members that they are close to. Kevin, like other immigrants, misses his family that is still in El Salvador.
And then when I grew up, I went to Chalatenango, where my cousins are. And I hang out with them a lot. My cousins are still over there.
They also miss things that brought back memories or remind them of something from before, like where they grew up, what they ate, other family members, or where they were born.
Oh, I come from Chalatenango. That's where I was born, in my grandma's mom's house.
Children miss playing games in their old neighborhoods with their old friends and neighbors.
Hide and go see and Robert Cop.
So how do you play those games?
Well, a lot of people have to find us and go and put up in kind of jail.
Being away from family members, traditional foods, and traditional land, immigrants that celebrate old customs find that when celebrating in the United States, it just isn't the same.
We celebrate, but not like all the times.
Although people had different reasons for coming to Washington.
Why did you guys come here?
Because all my family was here, my mom's grandma was here. And she wanted to come here?
Mama wants me to learn more English.
They still have to go through the same changes. The differences in weather or climate, schools, sports, living situations, and speaking a different language are some of the problems immigrants face when coming to the United States and to Washington State.